101.5 Bob Rocks. Welcome back to another brand new homegrown stash. I'm Wobbly Bob.
I am Blitz Bob.
All right, also got Bob Zombie in the background. And we are joined today by...
After the Broken!
What's up?
All right, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Yeah, my name's Kellen. I play guitar for After the Broken.
My name's Denise and I sing.
My name's Macaulay and I play guitar and sing.
My name's James. I play the drums.
Yeah, fantastic.
All right, so where are you guys from?
Well, we're from Frederick.
Yeah,
originally.
Yeah, so we got some people from Frederick. I'm from Baltimore, so I live far away, but not too bad. James?
I'm in a small town called Woodbine, Maryland. Woodbine. It's very small. Mount Airy. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's not too bad of a drive, but you said Baltimore.
Yeah, I live in Baltimore.
That's nuts. Was that, like a two-hour drive?
To my house.
It's not an hour and change.
Yeah, it's like
let me tell you what, 45. Macaulay drives like an hour for practice. If I had to drive for an hour for practice, probably wouldn't be in
there. Nice. That's passion.
Dedication.
Yes.
Dedication.
Absolutely. All right, guys. So, you know, what's been going on? I know we met, you know, a few, like I said earlier, I can't
Who
remember.
Knows?
Yeah, it was a while so ago. So much going on. You know, you guys were at a Battle of the Bands.
Yep.
And, you know, I've been hearing great things about you guys. So
that's good.
You know, how's life, you know?
Wow. I mean, I don't know. We've been writing. We just shot our music video for Slip Away. Going to be releasing it soon, October 31st. Yeah, so we're going to be releasing that. I just went down to North Carolina to record two songs for After the Broken. So we're going to be putting those on our EP as well.
Okay.
So we're just trying to get some great stuff for our next EP and make it better than it was before.
So how long have you guys been a band?
Me and Denise started in a cover band back in like 2016. We were called 301. Did a lot of Paramore.
Yep.
Like a lot of Paramore.
Oh, neat. Okay. All right.
And then it was probably end of 2016, like that summer. End of 2016. And Macaulay came into the band.
Was it that long ago?
It was 2016, 2017.
Yeah, it was late 2017.
So 4 years.
Yeah, so not as After the Broken. So 2 years as After the Broken. Yeah.
I say about 2 years as After the Broken. Macaulay came in.
Too soon?
He switched up the sound, and so we switched up the name.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming into this band, it was fantastic. I wrote Drown and Remains, and I was like, wow. This is a good band.
Our manager came to us. He was just like, hey, I've got this new guitar player. I want to try him out for you guys. Macaulay came in and showed us Drown, like right off the bat.
it was
the direction we were trying
right
to go
there.
In, we couldn't find.
Right then and there.
Very cool. So I did see something on Facebook. You guys are like a man down, right?
Yes, we are a man down.
What happened? I mean, it sounded like everything went over okay, just somebody decided to step down.
Our former drummer, Kendall, was going through a very difficult time at the moment.
Yeah.
We're people too, you know. Like
we'd put like he joined Treadstone with Jason Bourne and couldn't be with the band anymore.
Yeah.
We'll come up with something ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. So James is the new drummer boy.
Sorry.
He's our new drummer. So
yeah.
So we literally called him up because I'm actually in another band with him.
Yes, sir.
So I called him up. I was like, yo, Kendall's going to be out of the band. We need you for a music video. He was like, all right, let's do it.
You need a warm body.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I mean, we had him cover for us before.
Okay.
He already knew most of the songs, but I just had to send him the new song and get him to learn it. And turned out great. The music video looks so good.
Nice. Who do you get to do your videos?
Actually, this is his first music video, isn't it?
This is our first music video,
Our first
too.
Video or his first
Both.
Music video? Yeah, okay.
His name is David Lay.
Okay. You got to give him a shout.
David.
Thanks for the music video. Yeah, this was his first music video and our first music video, and it turned out insane.
Thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, for a first music video. Yeah.
Now, did you? It's out now.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Right.
Yeah.
When can we expect it to be out?
October 31st.
Halloween. Yeah, we can get
we're gonna do a Halloween drop, and the song is called Slip Away.
We're gonna get him a little snippet though.
Yeah, we're gonna have to give you guys a snippet to put it on your website.
Dude,
yeah.
That would be
101.5 exclusive.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, that's what I like to hear. All right, right. So, well, let's go ahead and get into the first song. What's the first one you guys want to get into?
Oh, wow. I mean,
options, choices.
Can we start with the earliest song?
I mean, we can go earliest to latest.
Earliest to latest?
Yeah, we can do that.
Show them a little bit of production.
So, Mercy. Well, we can start off with Mercy.
All right, let's check it out. It's Mercy on your homegrown stash. It's 101.5
Bob Ross.
Nice.
That's After the Broken on your homegrown stash. All right, I got to ask, how long you been singing?
I have been singing since I was like three, ever since I could talk, really. But yeah.
So do I. That's what I was going to say. I'm spot on. Very good. Care to tell what the song's about?
The song's about kind of like dealing with your demons and kind of asking them for mercy and stuff. It's like you're kind of like succumbing to like the dark side of you. And
yeah.
You know, that's just what it is. Have mercy on
that's
me.
So if you had to, describe yourself to other people, other listeners or bands, how would you describe yourself?
How would we describe ourselves?
Evanescence with more balls.
I like it. Evanescence with more balls.
Very cool.
We just want to say no offense to Evanescence.
Yeah. Evanescence, you're amazing.
We used to cover an Evanescence song.
Yeah.
Okay. We did cover.
I believe that.
I mean, we're just, we're trying to have some fun on stage. I mean, that's where we get our adrenaline rush from. We want to see people in the crowd go crazy every time we play.
There's nothing better than playing a good show.
Nothing better. It's like a drug. It's crazy.
Absolutely. That's actually something I remember and I took away from that show that night is just the stage presence of you guys.
Right.
You guys killed it up there, man.
That's appreciated. Everywhere we go, no matter how little the show, no matter how big, we're going to put on a show for whoever is there.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's five people or 500. You got to impress somebody, you know?
You guys actually did a show with my buddy Lenny and my bandmate, my brother.
Okay.
You guys did a show with the Mayan Factor.
Yes. How long ago was that?
That was with Stone.
That was with Stone Horses.
Correct.
Yes.
Is that the Fishhead show?
Soundstage.
Because I actually texted him before I got here, and I said, hey, I was like, Len, because he's actually coming in town tomorrow to rehearse with me. We play in a band together.
Awesome.
And I said, I got After the Broken. He's like, dude, we played with them. And he was like, for real? And because he had mentioned, when we had Brandon, and he was like, dude, we did that show with Brandon. I want to say Fishhead Cantina.
Yep.
So that was cool. I was like, I got really excited. So that was cool. You met Lenny. He was the guy with the long hair and a ponytail.
Oh,
he was the lead singer.
Yes.
There he is. So I was very excited when you guys.
That's awesome.
You get excited easily.
I get excited very easily. Gosh.
Wouldn't have it any other way, man. All right, guys. So, well, what's the second one you want to get into here?
I guess Drown. Yeah, I guess we'll get into Drown. Why
is
not?
That the right one?
That, you know, before he even knew the songs, Blitz, Bob.
Yeah.
He was telling me, he was like, we got to hear Drown.
I'm
like, if they sent it to me, you know.
Right.
And it had been a while since I had looked at them. So,
we're going to play it.
Let's do it.
Intro-ish.
We have Drown next from After the Broken on 101.5.
Bob Ross!
Digging it, man. It's After the Broken with Drown on your homegrown stash. It's 101.5 Bob Rocks. I'm Wobbly Bob.
I'm Blitz Bob.
Damn right he is.
Right.
All right, so I'll be honest. I felt like I heard some, like, Flyleaf in there.
Yeah.
You guys dig Flyleaf?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, who doesn't dig Flyleaf?
Yeah, right?
They're
Thank
one of the
you.
Biggest female vocal bands.
I'm telling you, right. And so, you know, mad props to you. Who is doing the backups?
I am.
That's you. Okay.
Yes.
I thought it was, but
I do not sing. It's not end well for anyone.
Okay. All right. So something else I saw on Facebook, I gotta ask, what the hell was up with the teat picture?
Oh,
like, back up. I missed what?
Yeah. I mean, you guys said to caption it.
Simply put,
what was going
there
on?
There was a nicotine producing device in Macaulay's shirt pocket.
Oh,
yeah. And I happened to want some nicotine at that point in time. So I thought, you know, 1 + 1 = 2.
Yep. And it's in my nipple, and now so like that's what
one.
That picture was. So we were at a photo shoot, and we were just doing photo shoots, and you know, one thing led to another, and he had my nipple. I mean,
fantastic. Next thing you know, Macaulay's nipple's in my mouth.
Thank God, because like that makes so much more sense.
That's how you bond.
What's that?
That's how you bond.
Nice. Very, very cool. So, what about shows, guys? You got any shows coming up, guys and ladies? Sorry about that.
Yeah, well, actually, we just played last night at Doghouse, so that was a fantastic show. It was amazing. Thanks for everybody for coming out to that show and supporting us. It was awesome. I lit my guitar on fire, so that was pretty cool.
It was a benefit show, right?
Yeah, it was a benefit show.
Very cool, very cool. All
right. Right now, we're focusing on a lot more songwriting than we are trying to get shows right now, so that way we can bring the next album in and literally explode people's faces with the music we have. So that's what we're trying to do.
In the words of Jack Black.
Yeah, exactly.
Melt some faces.
It's face explosion or nothing at all.
Yeah.
Well, when you do,
yeah.
If you'd like to debut it,
you've
got somewhere you can do.
Yeah. That would be fantastic.
So do you play out in Baltimore a lot or?
We used to have a lot more shows out in Baltimore. Like, we used to play Soundstage a lot. We play Fishhead a good amount, too. So
very cool place. Attila were there.
Yeah,
Attila played at Fishhead.
All That Remains.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, we usually play at Soundstage and Fishhead with Stone Horses, who are now Charm City Devils again.
And
then we played at the Metro Gallery, twice?
Oh. Yeah, like the Metro Gallery. So we usually play our shows with Stone Horses just because I know them very well.
Very
cool. My dad was in Charm City, so
that's why. Very cool. All right.
Yeah. So that's why we play a lot of shows with those guys, and I love them. Shout out to Stone Horses for letting us get shows.
Awesome.
They put on such a good show. Man.
Yeah,
they
really
do every time.
So, speaking of bands you've played with, any other notable bands?
Ooh. A band that Denise and I really like is Rise Amongst Rivals.
Oh, yes.
I love those guys.
Absolutely.
Playing with Ignite the Fire is always,
cool. Always,
because,
yes.
Okay, so me personally, I'm not a very theatrical guy. That's just not my style, but for them it is, and it works.
Yeah, they kill it. They kill it live. Yeah.
Every time he gets on stage, just his crowd interaction.
Yeah,
I'm not sure the vocalist's name, but his crowd interaction, it's unreal.
Yeah, he's going to kill me. I can't remember it either. I had both those bands in, and you're right, man. Both those bands kill it.
Yeah,
I would love, if you're listening, I would love to have you back.
Yeah, right.
And that their bass player, did you know she's a female?
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
Yeah, no doubt.
One of the best bass players I've ever seen.
Yep, exactly. Very cool. All right, guys. Well, I think we've only got one song left.
Yeah, one song.
All right. Well, you go ahead and introduce that.
This last song is called Remains. Yeah.
All right. Remains. The Homegrown Stash. 105.
Bob Ross! I'm not afraid to die.
101.5 Bob Rocks, you've got the homegrown stash with After the Broken. That was Remains. Very heavy. I like that. We had a special guest come in here. We have Hippie Bob in the studio.
Hey,
take it away.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
I just had to stop by and see what was going on over here.
So now you get the task of asking them an off-the-wall,
Okay.
Favorite kind of question.
Yeah, right?
Man, you really put me on the spot here. Let's
better
see.
Be something like that. You got high expectations.
While she thinks about that, this is the part of the show where I like to, you know, give you guys the mics and just if you've got anything else you want to add, you know, plug yourselves. Where can people find you? If you've got any shout outs you want to give, now's the time to do it.
Big shout out to Kyle Odell and Ashley for helping out recording these songs and mastering them for us. They turned out absolutely fantastic. Shout out to everyone who is listening to us and supporting us on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube at After the Broken Official. So go ahead and check that out and come say hi to us. We'll have some fun.
Yeah.
Send us a DM or something.
Yeah. What's the craziest thing that a fan has ever come up to you and said or like written you in a message and like said to you?
Oh,
what's the most off the wall thing? Especially you. I bet you have some really good ones.
I think it was someone's girlfriend. They came up
to me. Okay, wait, I know.
Oh, no.
She came up to me. She's like, I want to fuck you.
We'll have a Looney Tunes sound effect.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I heard this one.
How did you respond to that?
I was like, thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, why not?
How else do you respond to that?
That's a good one.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for having us.
Again, it's After the Broken.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
On 101.5.
Bob Ross!